communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 49. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Although no one knows exactly when the mother of our Lord closed her eyes in death, this 15th day of August has from ancient times been kept as her heavenly birthday, and so a day of joy. Because having closed her eyes on this world, she then entered into paradise and saw the one who is not only her own dear son, but also her Savior and her Lord. There come to mind some words of that well-loved Christmas carol, "Once in Royal David's City." "And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child, so dear and gentle, is our Lord in heaven above. Not in that poor lowly stable with the oxen standing by shall we see him, but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high. For the Blessed Mother of our Lord, these words have been fulfilled." The Gospel read on this day is the story of Mary's visit to her older cousin Elizabeth, the mother of St. John the Baptist, who had been conceived in Elizabeth's womb 6 months before the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that God had chosen her to be the virgin mother of his only and eternal son. First, Mary was understandably greatly troubled by the heavenly messenger and his news that she, a virgin, was to give birth to a child, and such a child, the very son of God Most High. But having been assured by the angel that nothing is impossible with God, lowly Mary gives her assent to the angel's message, saying, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Let it be to me according to your word. And with Mary's word of assent to that word, the eternal Son and Word of the Father becomes flesh, takes on himself the humanity that is yours and mine in the lowly virgin's womb. And from that moment on, this humble maiden of the obscure town of Nazareth, becomes the mother of the eternal Son and Word of the Father, through whom all things were made, and through whom all things are held in being. No wonder St. Paul exclaims in his first letter to Timothy, "Great indeed is the mystery of our religion. God was manifest in the flesh." When Mary arrives at her cousin Elizabeth's home and greets Elizabeth, Elizabeth exclaims, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Many years later, during the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus, a woman in the crowd hearing Jesus preaching exclaims, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." And Jesus replies, "Yes, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." And in his gospel, St. Luke tells us repeatedly that Mary did just that. Mary heard the word of God through the message of the Archangel Gabriel, and having heard that word, responds, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." St. Luke tells us that Mary's cousin Elizabeth exclaimed, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And St. Luke tells us at the end of the story of Jesus' birth, with the song of the angels and the visit of the shepherds, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. At the end of the story of the 12-year-old Christ child in the temple, St. Luke again tells us that Mary kept all these things in her heart. And so the Archangel Gabriel, Mary's cousin Elizabeth, and the Lord Jesus himself all tell us that Mary heard the word of God and kept it, and that she therefore is blessed among women. And in the song Mary sings in the home of Elizabeth, Mary herself prophesies that all generations shall call me blessed. You and I are one little part of all generations. And so we just sang, "Blessed shall be her name in all the church on earth, through whom that wondrous mercy came, the incarnate Savior's birth." The blessedness we praise in Mary is twofold. It is the blessedness both of being the mother of the incarnate Son of God, and also the blessedness of one who hears, who receives, and who ponders the word of God. Mary is the mother of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. and of all the women who have ever lived, God chose her to be the mother of his only and eternal Son. And that is a reality so great, so mysterious, so wonderful, that our minds can never fully understand, nor human words ever fully express this great and mighty wonder. We can only believe and confess that for 9 months that lowly maiden in Nazareth carried in her body one of the Holy Trinity. We can only believe and confess that she gave birth to one of the Holy Trinity, that she fed him and clothed him and loved him with true maternal love. She saw him go forth to teach and to preach, to be acclaimed by the multitudes, and then rejected and despised, unjustly condemned, and nailed to a Roman cross. That little lamb to whom she gave birth became the lamb slain for the sin of the world, for your sin and my sin. Mary knew not only the supreme maternal joy of giving him birth, but also the deepest maternal grief, as with John the beloved disciple, she stood beneath the cross, where the aged Simeon's prophecy was fulfilled in her. A sword shall pierce through your own soul also. When last we hear of Mary in the Holy Scriptures, we find her with the disciples gathered in prayer, both waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit and then being blessed with them when on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, descends and fills all their hearts. More than this, the Holy Scriptures don't tell us. But they do tell us that on the cross, the Lord entrusted his mother with the care of St. John, and that from that hour, John took her into his own home. And the church has long believed that there she died. Today we remember Mary's passing out of this world together with her entrance into paradise. Today we remember and rejoice in the heavenly birthday of that blessed Virgin and pray that we may share with her the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us now stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.